Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is expected to report to prison in October for his 7.5-year sentence handed down on Friday. WBEZ's Dave McKinney reports the longest-serving House Speaker in American history was convicted on 10 counts that included bribery, conspiracy, and fraud.
The reaction in the courtroom when this sentence came out was muted. I mean, Madigan himself sat there stoically. His family, two daughters and a son, and son-in-law in the courtroom, they all sat stoically. But you could tell all of them are feeling the gravity of what the sentence just was here. That for an 83-year-old man, a 7.5-year long sentence, 90 months, is a very long period of time. From the Dirksen Federal Courthouse, this is Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
An Iowa expert who served as an advisor to the CDC's vaccine panel dismissed by the U.S. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy last week is raising concerns about its impact on public health. Kennedy abruptly dismissed all 17 members of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. He said the move was needed to, quote, reestablish public confidence in vaccine science. Stanley Perlman is a microbiologist and immunologist at the University of Iowa. He was also an advisor to the panel and says it's the first time he's seen the federal government dismiss an entire vetted scientific panel.
This will play out in the future because vaccine-preventable diseases were a major burden on human health before we invented vaccines.
Perlman was speaking on Iowa Public Radio's River to River program. A small group in the eastern Iowa town of West Branch is organizing the city's first Juneteenth celebration. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports it includes a history of the area's connection to the Underground Railroad.
The group Humans for Racial Justice is holding a concert, film screenings, and tours of Traveler's Rest, a safe house where the abolitionist John Brown stayed for two winters. Gwen Senio is one of the organizers. She says the group wanted to put together the celebration since Juneteenth is a federal holiday and to recognize the area's history.
As we've been working on it and putting it together, I think there is just a lot of emotion in the importance of not erasing history, but embracing it and learning from it and making amends.
The celebrations, which started over the weekend, will run through Juneteenth on Thursday. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The East Moline City Council is considering an ordinance at its meeting tonight that would borrow state money to help pay for replacing lead water pipes still in use across the city. The measure seeks to borrow nearly $23 million from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency's Public Water Supply Loan Program. The 40-year loan would align with the estimated lifespan of the project. The ordinance states that repayment will only come from the city's water system revenue. East Moline's City Council meeting starts at 6:30. This year's Miss Iowa is Lydia Fisher of Wapello. The 22-year-old was crowned Saturday after a week's worth of competition at Davenport Central High School. Fisher will compete for the title of Miss America during the nationwide pageant in Orlando, Florida this summer. First runner-up for the 2025 Miss Iowa competition was Mariah Martinez of Davenport. Second runner-up was Brittany Costello of Clinton. In sports, the Quad Cities River Bandits are on a 5-game winning streak after beating the Beloit Skycarp 2-1 at Modern Woodman Park last night. This is WVIK News.